Monday, 28th of November, 2011.
Good evening, Sunnyworth. Welcome to you.
Good evening. As always, your thoughts have been directed for all those people in need. As so many in your world are in need, not only of healing, but a spiritual upliftment and enfoldment. To unfold those spiritual gifts which is within each and every one of you, it is important, my dear friends, that you understand and know yourselves. I have used these words on many, many occasions, but I feel it's important enough that they be repeated from time to time. If you do not know yourself, how can you come to know and understand others? So do you see the importance of getting to know yourselves? It is all too simple at times to say, we are all one, we are of the same energies. That is to simplify matters too much. But rather than think of yourselves this time, I would like you, my dear friends, to focus upon some words that are used in your world today, especially those of Christian denomination. Those words are pure and simple, and they are peace and goodwill to all men. Simple words, but words which mean so much. And I ask you that each and every one of you ponder upon these words until we meet again. And I will be most interested to see what they mean to you individually.
Yes, it's one thing to say the words, another thing to feel them strongly inside and just feel that they spread.
Yes. They are words that are used freely, especially at this coming festive time of your year in your world. But I would like you, as you say, to feel and understand what those words mean. Not only to those you love, but to every man who has his feet firmly planted on this earth plane. Not only physical man, but also those in spirit who are in need of your understanding and your love.
Mm. Of course, with goodwill towards all, there cannot be any wars. Would you agree, Salima?
There should never be war. But I have been listening to your conversation before we entered this room. And of course, the ideal in your world would be that no man should go against another. But again, I have to say to you, until mankind uses his free will for the good and betterment of mankind, there will always be problems. But as I have told you also on many occasions, the most powerful thing that you can do is to use the power of your thought. I hope that you understand and agree with my words.
Yes. It's a tricky situation when you get a bully, knowing how to deal with bullies can be a problem. It's almost sometimes more effective to stand up to them.
Never more effective. It is always better that those who are bullied give out love and compassion to those who do wrong. In that way, energy can be transmuted. I am not saying it is easy, but that is the way to go.
It's such a that is a something that needs to be practiced more.
If you believe, my dear friends, that thought is the most powerful asset you will ever have in this world, then why not use it?
Yes, I think you were saying, Salimet, that the in a sense the best way to stop wars is to use power of thought and love, and I think the thought and the love work together.
Of course,
and goodwill.
Thoughts are producing thoughts of love. You can almost see grow in our world. Mankind is at this present time unable to see the effect of those powerful thoughts. But I can assure you, my dear friends, there is no stronger force than the thought of love. No matter the situation, the thought of love for another, and especially those who wish to do wrong and hurt another human being. That thought becomes so powerful that, as I have said, that energy is transmuted.
So it's the best thing to teach our children
when
they're being threatened is to... I have always said this a lot in the past to my children, that you send...
It is not easy.
Send thoughts of love, but it is quite hard sometimes when they're feeling very victimized.
Yes, I know. Mm. It needs to begin from a very young age.
Yes, yes.
But I understand that it is not always easy.
Mm.
But show by example.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'll keep trying to...
You can also help your child.
Yes.
By sending thoughts to him.
Yes.
And to those
in
that you feel are not so friendly towards him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good thoughts.
Yes.
Are always used.
Mm. Thank you, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it seems to have been the policy amongst politicians and leaders to feel that war can only be stopped by war, which is ridiculous, really. It's
I have to say, when I listened earlier, I have to say, it made me smile.
Yes, I'm so pleased you were listening, Salima.
Yeah. You are not aware of me, but I have been listening. Yes.
Yes,
because it is an important topic that you chose to speak about in a sensible manner. So many people, when they think of wars and disagreement, become so irate with other people that they do not always realize that they are harming themselves.
Mm. Yes. And during that earlier conversation, I mentioned your name, Selimet. Did that attract you to the conversation, or were you there anyway?
I was already there.
Yes.
What attracted me was the instrument was playing and my voice came through, which helped me to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, my answer is I was already there waiting for your conversation.
Wonderful. I'm so pleased about that.
Now, I do not intend to stay long this time, because if the lady is willing this time, I feel it would be beneficial to all of you to be taken on a spiritual journey.
Yes, that's fine.
Yes. I will, my dear friends, be with you one more time before we come to your festive season. As always, after my next meeting with you, I shall be returning to where and whence I came for just a short time. So until we come together again, I cloak you all in love, and I hope to endow you with much thought of peace and goodwill to all men.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
We look forward to a further visit this year. Thank you.